Hi friends, interrupting our normal release schedule this week to give you a bit of a bonus episode. This episode was actually the live show that we did back in March at Dublin Comic Con. It was super fun game, we had a great atmosphere, it was a great crowd, yeah, just all around great time was had by everyone. With that though, the audio quality isn't quite the same as our normal standard as this was recorded on our phones. But we still think it holds up and it's listenable. And, you know, with Dublin Comic Con again approaching in a couple of weeks, we thought we wanted to share it with you all. So, yeah, do enjoy. But do note that these games and any other games that we do for live streams or live shows at conventions in the future are all non-canonical. So, like, you're not missing out on story development, character development, all of that good stuff if this format isn't your liking. That said, I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it. We'll be back next week with our usual release schedule for episode 11. So yeah, until then, stay dangerous. Much for coming and checking out our Life Play D&D session. We are Heartfire Tales. We are a Life Play D&D podcast playing in a homebrewed fantasy world called Lethwan, a land of might, magic, and metal. A land where the line between adventurers and rock stars are heavily blurred. Bands of these adventurers tour through the world of Lethwan, seeking fame, causing the bards to sing songs of their accolades and exploits. Our story follows one such band. Guys, you want to give your characters a bit of an introduction?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll give myself an introduction too, thanks.
Sure. I'm Dylan, hi.
This is Dylan, he's our Dungeon Master. My name is Jim, and I'll be playing a character called Con Greystone, who's basically a very cranky old man. He used to be a soldier, but all his friends died in the war, so now he's just kind of touring around with a 16-year-old, which is questionable at best. But that's who I'm going to be playing. I'm a paladin fighter, so I have a big sword, and I like to hit things. And if I feel like it, I might heal him. If I feel like it.
And my name is Ryan. I'm playing a ranger, and... So, my name's Sid. I'm real tired of everybody saying I'm not an adult. Like, I'm 16 years old. Like, I know what I'm doing in the world. And, like, I've brought my best friend, who's a giant rat. I know that everybody says he looks gross, but he's actually real cute, all right? Like, just give him a chance. His name is Fink. I'm a ranger, and I'm real good with a bow. And I'm also, like, real cool. So, don't listen to this old dude, all right?
I know what I'm talking about. Also, if there's anybody from the north, this is a northern Lethwan accent. I make no apologies for what I'm about to do.
So, our adventure begins. Each year, the large city of Rowanar holds a huge festival known as the Festival of Heroes, which might sound familiar to some people. A festival that sees these bands of adventure come from all across Lethwan to swap stories, sing songs, for their fans to come and meet them, get autographs, show their support for their favorite bands of adventures by buying merch, all sorts of stuff. You know, some people are even dressing up as them. There are also traders who gather, hoping to barter loot from these heroes and, you know, pass on equipment to budding adventurers who are, you know, taking their first steps on their journeys. However, unfortunately, our little band of heroes are not quite at the level of fame to be given invitations to such a festival of heroes, but are here nonetheless. Here because, you know, someone's got to do the security work. All the big heroes are busy signing autographs. Someone's got to do the door.
I'd like to point out that when we received this invitation, I thought that I was the guest of honor. So the fact that I'm standing here, I'm Con Greystone, I'm the bastion of the pass. I defended an entire city single-handed, but I mean, fine, I'll work the door, that's all right, I don't mind about that.
Con, have you seen how many cool people are here?
I'm looking
like
at
so
one.
There's so many awesome bands.
I know, and like, look at these lads. There's like, there's a few heroes of Lethwan there, I'm noticing, there's one. I saw them, they saved us earlier, so. Oh, aye. But I still stand by that I'm greater than any of these wannabe bands. I don't agree with the concept of a band, if I'm being honest.
So now, wait a second. Like, we're security for this, right? So, okay. So if we're security, we need to, like, have secret identities, all right?
Do we? Is that something that's done?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like, we're, like, secret agents going around this.
The organizer standing nearby is looking at you quizzically.
It's true. Like, we're, like, secret agents in here to protect him. So I'm going to take on a secret identity. I'm going to be like, Dom. Doesn't that sound like, you know, like a mysterious name? Like, what about you? Who are you going to be?
Oh, I'll be Khan.
All right, whatever, man.
That's my name. I'm not doing a secret identity. That's stupid. I'm here as the main event.
Okay, if you two are finished having whatever this conversation is, my name's Carl. I'm the event organizer, and you see there's a small little dwarf, you know, the Viking beard on him, with a mohawk going. He's like, yes, well, I mean, glad you're here, and it's very early in the morning. Some of the VIPs are kind of like walking around, but it's early. He's like, okay, yes, good, okay, it's a... You know, glad to have you here. Just the two of you. Is this you're a band, are you?
Oh, aye, a very famous one. Bands are great, and we're the best.
Oh, what's your band name?
Well, our band name is FM 104.
Oh, very interesting. I mean, I've got some pretty weird ones, so I'll kind of just let that one slide.
Oh, aye, it means
Dublin's hit music station?
No, it means we're...
Oh, wait.
Fully managing the situation 104, is what it means.
Any Olympics? Oh, we're called Geek Art. No.
Okay, look, it doesn't matter. It's actually very, very unimportant.
Thanks.
I do have a very important task for you. See, safety and security of our guests.
Hold on. Here it comes. He's going to ask us to do a panel.
Might be a little bit disappointed. There is one guest in particular whose safety is critical. Mm. He is crucial to this entire event. You might know him. He's quite a famous druid. He is, of course, Druid the Druid.
Hey, there it is.
He's hosting a very special panel tomorrow. But look, he's in town early due to his fame and, you know, there's been some unfortunate rumors of attempts at his life and attempts at kidnapping.
Oh, wow.
So we've contained him to his room in the inn just across the street for the day. It is, of course, very early, so that means one thing. It's breakfast time, and I've got my trusted chefs who are only preparing his food, but I need someone to bring the food to him.
That's what we're doing, is it? That's...
Yes.
Okay.
Is that beneath you? Is that something you're not going to do?
I've got time. All right, food delivery, so it is.
Of course you have time. It's your job. It's why you're here. he directs you guys to the kitchen. You pick up the food. It's all, like, you know, super, like, healthy vegan options for him. Everything's organic, homegrown, only the best for a druid of high stature such as Druig.
How's Fink with all this food?
Oh, I'm about to jump into that.
Okay, yeah, what's your giant?
Yeah, so my giant rat is loving the scent of all this food and is very excited about this task we have been given, and is basically sniffing up the leg of every single chef in the room.
He, like, as soon as this, like, horrible mutated rat, like, pierces his head in the kitchen, every chef starts, like, brandishing these massive kitchen knives. You're like, a rat! A rat! What is this?
Like that scene from Ratatouille. Right?
Yeah.
Are we already rolling in this?
You've brought a Ratatouille situation into this podcast, Brian.
Amazing. I like it.
Should be noted as well, Khan is actually controlled by a little rat.
You want to stop your rat, or you can just maybe pull him away. That might work too.
All right, I grab a hold of him by the tail. I'm like, come on, Fink.
You know, it's like Fink usually kind of into more like the greasy fast foods and stuff like this.
Yeah, this is too healthy.
It's not really his scene. So, yeah, he's sniffing around. He's not, like, actively going for food, you know?
Mm.
So you guys, you know, collect your food, do your little Uber Eats delivery thing. You bring across to the inn across the street, and you're meted by the concierge. That's very weird. Tall, slender, like, if you thought a stereotypical elf, that is this person.
Oh, I.
My name is Falandriel, the elf. I'm the concierge of this hotel. You are the room service for Druig, is that correct?
Yeah, we're the VIPs. We're just doing room service at the moment.
Yeah, we're a security crew. This is Khan. My name is Dom. We are Khan and Dom. When things get hard, we'll keep you covered.
Hey! Oh, no. I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That is. I think enough of that. Look, I will bring you up to your room to meet Druig, if that is okay.
I think one legend to another. He'd appreciate a visit. Let's go.
Do you know him? Do you?
Yeah. Of course I do. Of course, people in my circle know. No. Famous people. Like that.
You're incredibly convincing. I am totally convinced. Not.
Yeah. He brings you up. It's very quiet around. It's still very, very early in the morning. He brings up you. You know, he kind of gives like a little secret knock of like...
Yeah, see, I knew the knock.
The universal secret knock. And this little gnome opens the door. And he's like, "All right, boys, yeah. How's it going?"
Are you Druig? I mean, hi Druig.
Of course I'm Druig, yeah. Let's...
Oh yeah, we've got some food here for you.
Oh, broccoli, oh yeah, broccoli. And he's like getting really excited that he's having broccoli. He's like, great, I'm kind of bored. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm confined to my room.
It's very exciting. There's bands roaming around doing dramatic acts of dare and do. And of course we're here, which makes it very exciting.
Who are you guys?
Like, we're FM 104. We're some of the greatest warriors on the face of the earth.
Well, how are you?
It stands for Full Metal 104. Because my sword is full metal.
How many ways are we going to get cancelled?
Right, yeah, I mean, like, that all tracks. I really don't give enough of a toss to correct you on that. So, sure. Well, okay, so you guys can bring my food all day, is it? Yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Oh, right, apparently. Well, cool. I'll see you at lunch then. Good sound. Yeah, cheers, lads.
Cool.
All right, bye. I've never felt as useless as a hero before.
That's what this mission will be. We will just be doing room service all day.
Yes.
That's
the entire
roll for room service.
Thank you for coming. We're doing room service all day.
So you go back down, back to the main floor. You know, there's, you know, hundreds of heroes knocking about, but everyone's like fairly well behaved. You know, there's only a couple of people that you have to, like, you know, keep in line. Nothing too bad. Lunch rolls around, same thing. Carl event organizers comes and say, "Okay, guys, like, now it's lunchtime, so again, kitchen up to Druig. Got it?"
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get the food and we'll go up.
Yeah, perfect. Get the food, you go up. Flandria is like, "Oh, yes, thank you for bringing the food. Can I bring you up to Druig again?" Druig, super excited that he's having, like, I don't know, some Brussels sprouts now, like, completely raw because, you know, Druids. And then go back down again, and then kind of a little bit of time passes, and
this is actually food delivery.
Carl's like, "Okay, right, I've forgotten what Carl's voice is already, so it's gonna be this now."
Same job.
Yeah, same job.
Right.
You go up this time as you go into the inn, Philandrian was like, "Oh, what's this? You've already enough for dinner."
Oh, aye, twice already. No, not dinner. We did breakfast and lunch. It was Brussels sprouts and stuff.
Yeah, but you've already... dinner has just happened.
No, we weren't there. Were you there? I wasn't there.
Dude, you, the big one.
The imposing one? Oh, aye, I'm here now, but I'm not...
But kind of big, I guess.
Relatively big.
Yeah. You better...
Well, I think it's very important to state that we haven't been here, and if you...
Are you sure?
I think maybe we should,
Are you trying to start a fight, man?
No, I'm just trying to keep the...
So you're saying...
You're saying
that we've already delivered dinner. I think we might want to just fly up to the room. So yeah. I'm going to tear up the stairs.
Okay, where are you going?
I don't care about you. I'm tearing up the stairs. I'm going to kick down the door to Druid's room.
Make an athletics check to like, tear away from him as he, like, reaches for you.
With advantage.
No, but it'll be in the pose roll. What did you get?
How does a 6 stand you?
Not very well, to be honest. Oh my god, he rolled a 4.
Yes, I'm away! I tear up the stairs like a mighty stallion.
Panic attempts of escape.
It's like this.
No, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're running away from me so fast. It's like wild jog up the stairs.
I get up the stairs at like one of those. I'm not a young man.
I should be used to these steps, but they get me every time.
I get to the door, and I, as dramatically as I can, just full on kick it down. I break!
Right, if you're not kicking down the door, you're going to give me another authentic check.
Remember when we were talking about dice jail?
How does an 8 do you?
You mightily kick the door and fall backwards.
Yeah, I kick the door and immediately rappel back in.
Yeah.
I go through the door behind me.
Yeah.
Just in some randomer's room.
So Sid's gonna walk up and he go, Con, I actually learned this cool athletic trick to get through doors.
Why?
I'm gonna turn the handle.
The handle opens.
Hey!
The door.
Alright.
It's not very dramatic. So. The scene calls for drama, but that's fine, whatever.
16-year-olds, you know?
There is a... You open the door. There's no one to be seen. There's not a sign of Druid.
Whoa!
Check
Nobody's
under.
In here.
Check under the bed.
Did that he was turn small, into right? a chair?
He might have. We check the chairs.
Give me an investigation check, I guess.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh! 19.
Okay, and what did Sid get?
I got a 17.
Okay, so yeah, you both check the chairs. They're definitely not druid shaped, they're just chairs.
Alright.
But you do kind of, have a look around. You see that there is a plate of food left there. It's only half eaten, however. And, you guys have also been picking up his, breakfast and lunch. He never leaves a morsel. But there is some...
Morsels.
Some morsels.
Can we give them to Fink in the meantime?
You also see in the food, you also see some bits of sand in it and some rose petals.
I mean, I'm not one to judge, but that can't taste very good. Maybe he's gone to the bathroom if he's eating sand and rose petals.
With your those investigation checks, you've given a bit of a shout and kind of knocked on the back. You haven't heard anything, but Sid, as a ranger, you can cast spells, right?
Yeah.
And you've been raised in by lore keepers of town.
Sid comes from a town called Town.
That's a village called Town.
Oh, village called Town.
Village called Town.
Yes. I hit my face. Give me an Arcana check.
All right. Oh, that's very good. That's a 20.
A 20. You studied how different natural substances can often be used in as spell components. Mm. And you recognize these as being potential components of a sleep spell. So you kind of...
I think these are the certain components of a sleep spell.
Oh, hey, is that right?
Yeah.
Very intuitive.
So you kind of, you put, 19 and whatever your intelligence bonus is together to get 21, and you think, okay, yeah, potentially maybe this food was like a sleep spell. What would you like to do?
Well, that's bad. We delivered it.
Think, will you please stop eating the food?
Think it looks very... roll a constitution saving throw for Fink.
Oh, no.
How's an 11 suit you?
Fink is looking incredibly drowsy.
He always does.
I want to pick Fink up and go, wake up! Wake up! And I would swing around by his tail and everything.
He's very large.
Sid,
I'm very large. We've been through this.
Ryan, will you roll an attack for me for Sid against Con? Or for Fink against Con as he is startled from his slumber and swipes at Con?
Does a 16 hit you?
That is on my armor class. Yeah, he gets me.
All right, Pinky's going to bite the devil out of you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right.
How much damage does he take?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the other part I got to do, right?
Yeah. D&D. Rules.
6 damage.
Oh, It looks like it's going to be infected. For those of you who don't know, Fink is coated in a slime that we haven't identified yet. But it, like, no matter how much we clean him, it just kind of seems to keep coming. So, yeah.
The slime is called cuties. Yeah. Cuties.
Right, anyway, regret
but
that.
But this kind of, like, sharp, rude awakening to Fink, you know, after you slash him, you kind of, like, kind of person goes, Fink, and he kind of, like, starts sniffing
says
around.
His name.
Mostly. Yeah. And he starts sniffing around. Yeah,
don't know any animals.
A ranger would test whose name only says his own name. Interesting. He starts sniffing around a lot, around the food.
Oh. I think I have an idea.
I'm just nursing
we
my
should,
arm. Trying not to cry.
Use him as a bloodhound, I think.
All right, let's do it. How do you
think? Sniff. Fine, Druig.
Okay, I'm gonna roll up a perception check. I think it's advantage perception.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll roll one. I rolled an 18. So
oh, you want? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna roll this one for me?
Yeah. Roll for my rat.
Six.
Yeah, he has advantage, so someone else can roll.
Come on, Fink.
Come on, Fink.
Is that our 15 or a 5?
I'll be generous.
for progressing the story, that is a 50.
Well,
he gets a +3 on perception anyway.
All right, cool.
18.
Fink, thank you.
Oh no, hook it back at us. It can only go one, right?
Fink starts sniffing around and he starts, you know, he kind of, yeah, like a bloodhound starts sniffing the ground and starts leading out of the
room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
And down the stairs.
Yeah, so
follow that rat.
Follow this disgusting rat down through the common room.
Yeah. Some of the cleaning staff were all shrieking, like, oh my god, what is that rat? This hideous thing runs through the halls. He dashes across the street and back into the convention center, and you start to lose him a bit. Give me a perception check to see as you know, he starts like dashing through like the legs of all the heroes that are going to go.
Natural one, rolling like a champion today.
Well, see, I can tell that Fink has a distinctive slime that trails after him.
Yeah, we
so
have
I have rolled a 21, and I'm going to keep tracking him. So you can put your dice in dice jail. I'm going to keep mine.
Khan slips in the slime and hits the deck and sees nothing.
So Khan slips, falls on his butt, completely taken out of it. You follow the slime trail and, you know, Rat, Fink, is dashing through like the legs of all these heroes, kind of, you know, people are so busy, people aren't even noticing somehow. It's not the weirdest thing that they've seen. There's like a dragon head mounted on like, you know, one of the walls. There are, you know, people carrying like swords and shields all around the place. There are, you know, little fairies and pixies around the place. Join me, Tate, around. It's kind of par for the course. I'm just kind of like, oh, watch yourself, right? He dashes down one of like the side halls that kind of aren't used. Very well.
Like a cloakroom.
And with using your 21 perception from earlier, kind of rushes, you see him kind of like sniffing up against a door that is closed, and you hear voices coming from inside it. What do you do?
I'm gonna Looney Tunes style sneak up to the door.
Yeah.
And listen at
sure.
the door.
You don't need to roll perception check, you're just listening to the door. That's pretty easy.
Peek through the keyhole.
Yeah.
You gonna peek through the keyhole? Give me a perception.
I have to roll to use my eyes. What
you,
is
you
this?
You can just here, but you can still.
Oh dear.
Look, I'm gonna use my 21 from earlier.
Yeah. you hear two voices. You know, one's kind of very whiny, and he's like, of course I got him. They call me the collector, so I always collect like bounty.
I already hate this guy. I'm looking forward to killing this guy.
And you kind of hear some other kind of like a gruff female voice come. She's like, I don't give a damn about your nicknames. I just want the goods, and then I'm out of here.
Vulgar.
At this point, I've managed to catch up. Yeah. What's going on?
Khan, there's somebody behind his door using bad language.
Is that so? I kicked down the door.
Okay.
How's a 19 do you? I learned from my mistakes. I put my hips into it this time.
Thankfully, this door opens inwards, not outwards like that. So if you actually...
It falls through as I'm still here.
As I just barge into the room, I've got my greatsword held. I'm like, what's going on? Where's Drig?
You see you sitting in the chair across from this tiefling, this female tiefling, and she's like... Okay.
Well, I have to say, of all the things I expected to come through the door to you, this was something that I couldn't have anticipated. But that lad is good looking.
She's like, what is this? You setting me up? Like, what is it to you? Like, I smell a rat. Oh, an actual rat.
How long did you play on that one?
She's like, steal us off. And yeah, you see she casts a spell. She casts like Dimension Door and like just like pips through like this portal.
I have to try and get troop behind her.
She roll it.
5.
You,
is there anything higher than 5 on that door?
Occasionally, yeah. Well, it's really important it'll come true.
Then like this. You get a look at him. It's you, but like, there's like, his eyes are kind of like purpley.
It's not as good looking though.
Or more good looking.
Hey.
Or better looking would also be good words.
Okay. We'll talk about this after the podcast. That's right.
And he's like, oh no, were you looking for this? And he shakes up this like little jar and you see a little druid inside it.
This lad's got a druid action figure.
I didn't know they were selling those.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's like, well, look, I'll leave
you there.
It
must be awful for Druig if he's shaking it around.
pretty awful. We'll say he's tied down. Is that worse? That's kind of weird.
It's even worse. Just let him rock around in there.
Yeah, he's knocking around.
He's wild formed into a ball or something. He's fine.
He's like, I'm so sorry for this. Like, I'll leave you to ponder this one while it's time for me to skedaddle. When is a druid not a druid? When he's ajar.
That doesn't even make sense. I don't even track. I do appreciate it though. I have to say, like, of all the trash talk we received, that was definitely some of the most jarring.
Oh god. You see then, he casts...
Sorry again.
Thanks, Sarah.
As he's saying this awful, awful pun.
Phenomenal pun.
As he's like, you know, showing up his prize, he's using this like cast like an arcane symbol in the air.
Okay.
And you see that like his body begins to like vibrate, kind of like, you know, the speed force from Flash where he's kind of vibrating. And like, you know, like those energy kind of like starts sparking from him. And all of a sudden he like just like flips behind you and runs supernaturally fast away. And I would like you guys to roll initiative.
Oh no, okay. How'd you do?
20 for Sid.
All right, okay. Well, I got
11 for Fink.
I got a 5. Keeping with... Does anybody have a d20 on them?
So, Fink got, sorry?
11.
11. Con, of course, rolling terribly.
I am flat on the ground at this point in the timeline,
yes,
so
sorry.
I have to get up before I can do anything.
Yes. Sid, you actually go first. He is about 20 feet behind you, and he has used a haste spell, so he is, like, absolutely dashed. He's probably, like, 60 feet behind you now at this age, so what would you like to do?
Yeah, Sid, wearing sunglasses inside, didn't know which direction to look anyway, so actually was already facing the way that he flipped around behind him. I am just gonna attack this dude.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Hunter's Mark on him.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So I'm gonna
does
be
that
like,
mean you can
I got my
track
eye
him
on you. I thought I just sang to him.
Okay, I thought you just sang to him. That's fine, also.
No, I just
that's
get I just do,
works,
I just
right?
get extra damage on.
Okay, cool.
So I have advantage on wisdom and perception for tracking.
So
okay, nice.
Fan club
okay,
Nice.
We're trying to see what we can do.
Yeah. Fan club here.
Sunglasses.
So yeah, Hunter's Mark on him, and then I'm just gonna be like.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Right. Roger,
so I'm gonna shoot him, and as I do, so the man, I'm just shooting massively. So.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I'm like, does a 22 hit?
Yeah, 22 hits. Obviously. Okay. Go ahead. Right.
So I'll do my D6 for the Hunter's Mark.
Yeah.
And then so that's 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay, nice. As you shoot into him, you kind of like, the arrow like grazes past his shoulder. And suddenly like, you know, what's begun is just like vibrations and like, you know, this energy sparks off. You see that like little bits of like wispy purpley energy starts to come out of him. Kind of like that same purple that you saw in his eyes. And the figure of Khan starts to like, shift and mix, like his face kind of melting, and like you see like an image of like a halfling appear, and then just like a gnome, and there's like a dragonborn and a Goliath.
It's really upsetting.
As running down. I would like one of you to roll a D100.
Well, I can do it.
You can do, I'm not rolling well, you do.
Think.
No, I'm just kidding. Think rolls a D100.
Yeah, so what is that, 16?
16. Oh, nice.
Is this wild magic?
This is wild magic.
Oh, no. I'm a plant.
No, you're not a plant.
No.
This purpley, like, chaos energy, like, erupts from him, comes towards you, and you feel invigorated. For the next minute, you regain 5 hit points at the start of each of your turns.
Hey!
So for both of you.
Oh, yes! I was ready to be like, real bitter about that.
It's like a nice like lavender perfume cloud that you run through as you're chasing him.
Beautiful.
He just darts. He is gone. He is running. And you see that he's running back towards like the main hall.
Okay. I'm guessing he was far enough away that.
So is he in the crowd at this point?
He is like that. Looking. Yeah, he wasn't a melee. You had shot him.
Yeah.
He is almost in the crowd. It is Fink, though. So what are you guys doing? Assuming he's just chasing?
Yeah.
Fink, keep on him.
Fink's gonna dash after him. He's
cool.
Dash.
So yeah, you guys just start chasing. You get to the main hall again. The hall. Covered in all sorts of
vendors,
heroes, wild things, and you see that this wound has, you know, still leaking this energy, and like weird things start to happen as this like magic is like sparking off, like hitting stalls. You see it spark off and hits that big dragon head.
Oh, aye.
And this dragon head turns around, looks at you guys, and unleashes a big gout of fire. I need you to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh. Thank you for tuning in, dude.
Ho-ho!
Kills our people.
Dude, 20?
I'm just, man, it's a 14 without my dex.
God damn it, guys.
That's a 19.
We have some drama here. What are you, some drama?
I think as this happens.
I need to roll for the rat.
Okay, yes. Roll for the rat.
Please, he's got such low HP.
You do take some damage, like, though, so.
Does he get advantage because he's covered in liquid?
No, he's probably disadvantaged.
17.
Okay, so you all pass, but you do take half damage. You take 4 points of fire damage.
I want to do one of those cool baseball slides that Shia LaBeouf does in Transformers where the fire comes and he like drops and slides under it and pops right back up and keeps running like a champion.
Sure.
Yes! Everybody visualize.
So this dragon head now starts spewing fire all over face as he keeps running. He has now reached into the main hall of heroes where all of there's heroes all around.
Fantastic. Is it my turn?
It is, yeah. You guys just can go as a unit.
Okay, well, I know I'm not going to catch him because I'm old and basically still in the first room. So I'm going to shout and say, "Oi, here, someone stop that slightly less good looking but still relatively good looking version of me." And I'm going to ask the crowd to try and trip him or something.
Yeah, okay.
So
he wants to... Hold on, you had your hands up first.
Whoa. Nice.
Someone give me a grapple check. Someone say, get that a toss.
9. 9. Oh what? My god. I got it's a plushie.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't bring the steel one.
A 9.
That would have resulted in death.
It would have, yeah. For us and them.
No, there's a lot of them, so plus what?
Okay, tell you what, give me a charisma check and we'll kind of see how effective your shouts are and we'll add that on. So like...
Yeah, okay, that's a 12.
A 12, so I'll say that's what, like a plus 2.
Thank you for the effort, by the way.
You see that, like, you know, you get a couple of people swarming
shoulder checking him.
Yeah, kind of shoulder checking. He's still moving very fast, but he has slowed down a bit now. But he is still a bit away, and these kind of like all these knocks against him again release this energy. Give me a wild magic surge,
man.
Oh, okay, I can do it. You're having your drink. I can.
How did you do against the grapple?
He got kind of knocked about a bit. Yeah. All right.
He wasn't stopped, but he was slowed.
40 T.
40. Yeah.
What happens on a 40? Oh,
everybody.
2D 10 hit points. This lavender perfume is just doing a wonders on you guys.
Khan actually, as we're going along, he's bottling it.
So one of our last campaigns, I played a wild magic sorcerer and I turned into a plant all the time.
He's a very forgiving wild magic.
Yeah, it's very, very lucky. It's all by the book. You guys finally managed to like break into the hall. You can just about see him.
Kick in the door.
All of a sudden, there's no doors to kick. Stop kicking doors.
I kick in the space where the door would have been. Yeah, so I basically throw a front kick through empty space just to look cool as I come into the place.
You see that the magic, so the dragon is still, dragon head is still kind of rampaging. And you see that this shield vendor kind of nearby, all the shields are kind of like taking a life of their own, and like by virtue of what their nature is, are just kind of like, and have made a big shield wall in like the middle of the alleyway that you're off stalls.
Is this a Mon Amarth reference?
Sure.
I know exactly the move to get through this obstacle. God,
I cannot wait for you to fail this kick.
I am going to kick down the shield wall. Kia! Hey!
Yeah.
What was that? Athletics?
Yeah.
I was a 23. I don't need to just kick this. It's a full like horizontal drop kick through the shield.
I'm glad that chair didn't buckle.
I know, right? Yeah, a lot of blind faith in that chair right there.
Tell you what, give me like a I don't know, like a D12 as damage and as your strength, I guess.
Okay, here like, we go.
I'm gonna roll the D1.
I have a D12
damage for you.
5 plus 3. So yeah.
You crack it and like loads of shields kind of crumble, but you're still not fully there.
So I'm just like fully hanging by both my feet from a shield wall.
Yeah, your feet are lodged in the shield like you're an arrow stuck into it.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Sid, is there anything like you'd like to do?
Well, following that tremendous display, Fink is going to try and cannonball straight into it.
give me the letter.
Throwing bodies at the problem.
Well, that's good. 13.
13 is turning athletics with everything.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't put a lot into athletics for a rat.
Yeah, the rat kind of just goes, nothing happens.
I don't think that's true.
Would Sid like to do anything?
I mean, they're shields. So, he's going to cast Hail of Thorns.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm in that shield wall, just so you know.
You're regaining HP.
I'm fine, yeah.
We're all regaining HP.
Khan is now necking that purple stuff that heals him when he sees all these thorns.
Yeah, I'm just shoot everybody. I'm going to hail thorns to the shield wall.
Okay, yeah, go for roll an attack.
Yeah. So, that was good. But it doesn't matter if I hit for making them have to do the hail of thorns.
So, sure.
They need to roll a dex saving throw against.
They're literally a wall of shields, so they fail.
Oh, so that is going to be 1d10.
They are very, very hurt.
Oh, that's a 10.
That is a 10. You channel your magic into your bow, draw back. You let loose your arrow. It splinters into this hail of thorns. also takes 10 points. As, so as it shatters through.
Not only do I fall, now there's a load of thorns and broken shields on top of me.
But you have managed to break through this shield wall. You see,
I mean, I slashed through half of Fink's HP right there.
Oh, yeah,
he's
also
yeah, me and Fink are lying bleeding
also,
on the
he's
ground.
He's also getting the benefiting from this lavender perfume, so you're good. You see, Lesser Con running again.
Oh, I Lesser Con. Yeah,
this is
I
like one of those Mario levels where you
I'm gonna do another crowd check if that's all right.
Yeah, roll your
charisma. Oh,
we'll see who wants to roll the dice. Okay, yeah, you have your
I'm rolling my charisma check.
I'm not gonna throw this at you.
Throwing it is half the fun.
I'm gonna throw it at me. I'm gonna throw it at me as the target.
Oh, open stage. That should count for loads.
It should count. As a tree.
So I go, somebody stop, and then like more shields fall on me.
Yeah.
Just laying on the ground, punctured by my heel.
gonna roll damage for myself. I take 4 shield damage.
You kind of manage to get up. He has not been slowed, so he's still, you know, a couple of obstacles away.
a couple of checks away.
A couple of checks away. You run through. You see that he is. You're trying to chase him, but as you get through, you suddenly get like enveloped by this like almost like a flash mob of all these people dressed as a certain Cape Crusader. All you're hearing is vengeance, 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 vengeance. What do you do?
Oh, can I feel this one?
You go for it.
I pop
Don't
my,
kick them.
I pop. I kick the shields off me. I pop my head up and I go, Martha. Roll massive damage. Is that what I'm going to
do? Make
emotional damage.
Emotional damage. We'll get a crowd thing of people going, emotional damage.
Yeah.
Roll a persuasion check, I guess.
Persuasion.
Okay, yeah.
We saw the movie.
18.
Advantage.
Yeah.
That's actually one of his
18.
Things. 18.
Actually had a good roll.
Yeah, everyone. There, Martha, vengeance for Martha. And they all kind of just like disperse looking for Martha. It's clear, like, yes.
Falling on the ground.
Yeah, half of them disperse, the other just clutch their heart and fall.
Why did you say her name?
I've actually had to deal with these lads before, so I know how it goes.
Pick got through that super quick. He's kind of like almost within range.
Almost
for another crowd check.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Do you want to see what they're gonna add for this and hopefully be roll higher than the
Yeah, I'm gonna yell and be like
D12.
You know, throw your stuff like throw stuff at him.
Oh yeah, throw stuff at him.
Bombard at.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like
a D12 to
throw stuff at the ugly dude.
Sure. Yeah.
7. So okay, you've got a 7 plus on this. All right. Don't let me down.
Roll one. I'm gonna say right now the DC to like grapple him is a 15. So you have a plus 7, you need to get an 8.
First off, what's your character?
Warlock.
Warlock. A warlock jumps out of the crowd. At
okay,
him.
Grand.
To physically grapple him. That is okay. I like the aggression.
The door again.
Yeah. That's it. I like targeting the doors. That's how this should work.
It's one of two numbers.
Okay.
One number is an 11. The other number is a 13. So I'll give it to you.
Yay! I was ready to flip a coin.
The warlock tackles him.
Out of nowhere,
what's your warlock's name?
Phobia.
A random warlock breaks through the crowd.
Yeah. Random warlock stops him. As you stop him, again,
that's
one
that's a cannon
surges off him.
I'll roll it.
Yeah, roll, you go. You guys roll it.
If I can find my other decent there. 76.
76? You glow with bright light in a 30-foot radius for the next minute. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of you is blinded until its next turn. You are super bright now for some reason.
All of us?
You're just now...
Yeah, there's just like... Everyone's like stumbling around in the...
We're like an army of Dr. Man... Because, like, he was in the middle of a crowd, right? Does that mean Everyone is now just brilliantly bright.
Yeah, it's incredibly bright.
And he has his sunglasses in.
He's all see, right. See, he has sunglasses.
Hey!
That's incredible.
I'm going to say he has no idea where he's going then because he can't see anything.
He's also on the ground with the warlock sitting on.
He's also on the ground with a warlock.
He's got phobia on him.
And what time are you at? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right on time.
You rush forward. Phobia is sitting on him. And he's like, and again, like he's like, you know, convulsing and like, you know, changing shape and stuff, all this wall magic absolutely just like tearing through him.
It's gonna get weird for me, sorry.
Don't touch him any longer.
You see that like he starts convulsing even more, just like, you know, his energy like pouring from him. He's like, oh no, it's happening again. And
a regular occurrence for him.
You see this, you see these like tendrils of like energy and like as if like all of like the like primordial pains of magic are like swarming through his body. This like appendage like rips out from his back, like one of like fire, one of like air, one of water, one of the other element, earth. Like all, and he's like crazy. He's like,
and then the fire nation.
Oh no. And he kind of like, he throws Phobia away.
Double damage for everything physical.
Incredible. What, I'm gonna roll damage for Phobia. That's right, we're in your campaign, rolling damage at you.
This is canon. If your character dies here, he dies in your campaign. You gotta roll into a character.
Hold on, bro, let's check, I wanna roll damage, give me damage rolls.
For him being turned off, 2d6. As he's throwing like 20 foot into the air.
Be nice to him, jeez.
That's a 5 and a 1. Right. So you're double taking it. 10 points of damage. 12 points of damage. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, damn. Okay.
He's a level 0.
This like unstable monstrosity starts like creeping around with these like weird elemental tendrils coming up. It is Sid in initiative first.
Okay.
Please kill him.
Well, I'm just gonna shoot him with my, you know, because I've got Hunter's Mark on him still.
Mm.
Yeah, and I don't have very high level, so I've only got one attack, you know?
Yep.
I'm attacking.
He attacks.
That was a nat 1.
You see that...
Your glasses are actually too dark.
Yeah. You see that like a buffet of air kind of lashes out from him, grabs you by the leg, dangles you up in the air like 20 feet and drops you down. You take 2d6 falling damage. You take 8 points of damage as you fall from the sky. Unless there's anything you can do to stop that. Then it is Fink's turn.
Fink, off you go.
Frank.
Fink is mad about this, but with him holding Sid in the air like that.
Yeah.
Pack tactics activates.
Think.
Dubious, but I'll allow it.
I'm not really close enough to him.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I mean, he's attacking you.
Yeah. So, anyway, advantage on attacks. Because at least one of the rat's allies is within 5 feet. So,
okay, yeah, I'm allowing your shenanigans. It's a good thing I've got
advantage.
Aren't you blind, so that wouldn't trigger? That would just...
No, he has sunglasses. Or so he's like the one.
Fink wears them too.
Now I have to. I have to change all the art now.
12.
12 is not enough to hit. He kind of like just like dashes through one of like his like water tendrils and misses.
All right.
Con, you are up.
I want to do 2 things.
Okay. If one of the kick, I swear to God.
First off, I'm gonna ask the crowd to restrain him.
Yes.
Somebody hold him.
The crowd are still around. Oh, hang on. I'm not gonna look. What's roll a d12 to see what their modifier is? One less than 16. Okay, yeah, he's restrained. No matter what the modifier. Nice.
What's your character? Give me a name.
Max.
Max has him. Holding him like this, I'm assuming.
This. Don't worry, Max Power is on the job.
Oh, hi, Max. That's exactly what I was looking for. I'm gonna kick him.
Roll an attack with advantage because Max Power is helping.
Yes.
At least he's consistent.
That is a 17.
Yeah.
And 15.
So 17. Okay, what time are we at?
It's gonna be a real good kick.
Finish him.
I don't just
Max
kick
power.
Him. Pulled all of his arms down.
First I faint the kick, and then he's like, oh thank God he didn't kick me. And then I go. And then he's like, oh he's gonna punch me. And then I give him one of the Karate Kid crane kicks. And I go.
Making sure not to kick Max as I do it. Of course.
And you kick him and like the energy like disperses and
I kick the con out of him. Yes.
And you successfully save Druid the Druid and therefore the convention. I mean Festival of Heroes.
Way. Thank you very much.
So everybody, thank you very much for coming for this.
That was
if you would like more shenanigans like this, we have fortnightly, the kids love that, every two weeks we have a new episode for our podcast Hearthfire Tales. And if you stop by our booth, if you haven't already, I know we've seen a lot of you, but a
couple of heroes here, some throw your hands up,
some cards,
yeah, there.
So yeah, stop by if you haven't already, or just come say hi to us. So
absolutely.
Hope to see you guys more. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Your character.
I'm still the homophobic dude. I'm just pointing at them and saying their name.